As soon as the U.S. Secretary of State left Riyadh closing a two-day visit, the Saudi capital hosted the 10th edition of the Arab-Chinese Business Conference. The event brought together scores of businessmen who signed 30 agreements worth $10 billion with Saudi counterparts, spanning across various sectors, including technology, renewable energy, agriculture, real estate, minerals, supply chains, tourism, and healthcare. Despite the economic importance of accords, which have the potential to create substantial transformations in the nature of trade relations between certain Arab countries, particularly the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and China, one cannot overlook the political aspect intertwined with major shifts occurring in international relations, as well as the future of the United States' role on the international level. Moreover, there is an intense underlying debate within American political and diplomatic circles about the significant withdrawal of the United States from the international scene. In fact, some parties describe American diplomacy as cold, even slow, and unable to keep up with the exponential pace of global events. Others argue that the aforementioned diplomacy has failed to achieve even the slightest positive progress in any ongoing conflicts worldwide. As an example, the Russian-Ukrainian war, which many observers see as a Moscow's violation of red lines. It is true that Washington and Europe have been providing significant military support to Kyiv, enabling it to resist and defend itself, but such support prolongs the conflict and tarnishes the image of Washington's unilateral leadership, which it has sought to solidify for decades. In addition, there is the issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which Washington has paid little attention to, except for a few timid positions that fall short of addressing the long-protracted conflict. Furthermore, Washington has steadfastly clung to its unwavering support for Israel, thereby undermining political opportunities to act as a mediator and revive the Madrid Conference, 1991. Furthermore, the Saudi-Iranian agreement, mediated by China, sent a harsh message to Washington, as it was facilitated by a hostile opponent placed under severe U.S. sanctions. China, which has hitherto pursued a calm diplomacy particularly in the Middle East and has steered clear of conflicts, is unexpectedly facilitating a political agreement between two bitter enemies with severely strained relations. Saudi-American relations have never been colder. Washington may have failed to acknowledge the fact that Riyadh could deviate from its traditional paths or lean toward its main rival, China, searching for political settlements. As a result, the zones of influence that Washington still holds in its relationship with Riyadh are limited. Obviously, the exaggeration in discussing an American decline appears to be detached from its temporal and logical context. It is still untimely and illogical to speak of an American decline. Washington remains a resounding global power with considerable military and economic capabilities. However, if it fails to address its setbacks promptly, its decline will persist on several levels. In short, the great powers are locked in struggles, while people are paying the price. Meanwhile, no one cares enough to react.